You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Wintersville Fitness, VitaFuse, and Factor X Fitness of Thomasville. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Good evening and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I hope everyone is well and happy out there today. Chase, I hear there's a storm coming. When I left Thomasville, the wind was picking up.
Yes, yeah, it's getting pretty dark out there, so hopefully it isn't too bad.
Hopefully it's not, but please take shelter. They said it could bring tornadoes out here tonight, so please be very, very careful. After that hurricane weather, I'm a little bit leery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we want to say hello to Melissa. She's my co-host tonight, Melissa Eikenberry. Joe, I think, is still doing diaper duty with that new grandbaby of hers. So we'll just give a big shout out to that new grandbaby and to her, the Mimi that's taking care of them. And but Melissa, welcome. How's your week been?
It's been pretty good. We've just been busy.
Well, that's good news.
Always busy.
That's the good news. That is great news.
That's a good problem to have.
I know you are teaching those classes and keeping everybody in shape over there at Wintersville. Anything special going on? I know last week we talked just a little bit about you, y'all helping with the hurricane relief. Any more news on that?
Yeah, actually, the focus has changed a little bit. Everybody has their necessities pretty much met now. What we're really working on, and Sean wanted me to let you guys know, Port St. Joe has opened their school for all of the displaced kids from Mexico Beach. It's pretty much, Mexico Beach is gone,
right,
as we know it. So the kids are actually going to Port St. Joe. They've lost all of their school supplies. So our next focus now, we told them that we would start working on that. We're going to get a list from them on what supplies they need and start working on school supplies and getting those bused down to Port St. Joe.
Well, that
sounds
great.
Because they have like a lot of students in a little bit of space and no supplies.
Wow, that is, yeah, so, I can see that that would be a great need. So listen, listeners out there, if you are listening and you want to help in this effort in this way, you can contact Melissa and Sean Eikenberry at Wintersville Fitness. And that number is?
229-469-4292.
You know, I should know that number after, and I thought that was it, but I wasn't going to say it because I wasn't, well, I said, I think that's 469-4292. But anyway, yeah, Melissa, so if you're listening out there and you want to do something to help, this is a great, great way to do it because the motion is already in plan. So all you got to do is go out and buy the school supplies or call Melissa or Sean at Wintersville and they can tell you what to buy and bring it up there because they're going to carry it down there. So that's such a great effort. Melissa, y'all are doing such a great job. Thank y'all so much for doing that.
We just ask them, where else can we help? And they're like, the schools need help severely bad right now. So,
you know, you don't think about those things, you know.
The kids just started back to school. A lot of them, and some of them are still out. I mean, there's just no school. No, the school's not there.
Right. Well, of course. I mean, you can't have school out there in the middle of nowhere.
So
sure.
They're just now really getting back into it. So I feel for the kids. I mean, they're probably enjoying the little bit of break, but at the same time, look how far it's going to put them behind. So that means it's going to cut into their summer next, you know, it's just going to be ongoing. It'll take years to recover from this.
Absolutely. It will. It will. Well, thank y'all for doing that so much. We've got kind of a different thing tonight. Of course, I want to talk. I just came back from the Lee Haney games up in Atlanta last weekend. That was absolutely fabulous.
I bet.
Just a great show. That show was 2 days. They had the men's prejudging, and the, their show Friday night. So many competitors and so many crossovers. Then on, Saturday night, they had the Saturday morning, they had the women's prejudging and the women's, show that night. Jim and I were there on Saturday night. It was a great, great show. Just one, the competitors are unbelievable. I want you to go to my Facebook page. Melissa, did you see the 73-year-old woman that was up there?
I think, yes, actually I did.
Short gray hair.
Amazing.
73 years ago. Go to my Maria Lane Wells, my Facebook page, and you can see her picture. I should post it on my Instagram. 73 years young on that stage, rocking that bikini like those 20-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So is it too late? A lady asked me that today, 48
never
years
too
old.
Late. Never
and I
too
said,
late.
It is never too late. And I showed her this picture. I said, look at this woman. You know, I mean, she's awesome. I mean, she's just awesome. You know, I met her daughter and her son. I also have a pre-recorded interview with her, but I'm going to get her to do a live interview, Chase, because it was just so awesome that I just really think we need a live interview with her. But she, did you see it, Chase? Did you see it on my Facebook page?
Yeah, I saw a couple of your posts, and they look like they should have won.
Well, I want to do a big shout out she was a local girl, Christina Bryant. She worked out at Factor X Fitness when it was Factor X Fitness and Wintersville. And she won the women's physique and won the overall. She won her class and then won the overall. Great pictures. Christina lost a lot of weight. She lost, you know, like over probably 100 pounds to get on that stage.
Wow.
And she is pretty awesome. So that was kind of crazy too. But I got to see her and I got to take a picture with her, but then we accidentally deleted it by, you know, just kind of it was kind of a weird thing. But anyway, it was my fault. But she is on Instagram.
It happens.
She was on Instagram and she just looks good. So Christina Bryant, you don't want to miss her pictures. But just the overall atmosphere there at that show, again, Melissa, it just reinforced what we want to do for next year. Because people are already calling me, you know, wanting to know the competitors that some of them that Jim and I have judged, you know, over this season came up to us, you know, telling us, you know, oh, please, you know, when's the next show? When's the next show? You know, what are you going to do? You know, tell us when it is. So we have we built a lot of good rapport with the show and people know that we're here. So I know we're going to have a lot of people next year. So, you know, that closed out the season for me, for bodybuilding in Georgia, for sure. No more shows in Georgia. The season will start over again here in March with the Atlantic. So, we're just going to move right forward along. So in keeping with that, the show tonight
is fluffing season.
Yes, fluffing season. But I met a gentleman named Matthias Main, and he is, won the Courage Award. And, he came through some obstacles. Now, there was about 20 competitors in the Courage Award, and they had to write a 500 word essay, and they had to have gone through some obstacle to get to where they were. And Matthias had a tragedy with his legs, powerlifting. And just blew out his legs and just had a tremendous comeback. But if you look on the Fit Talk page or look on my Instagram page, the Fit Talk Instagram page, you'll see his pictures. And so he won it for the men. Another lady, Ashley, won it for the ladies, and we'll be talking to her in a couple of weeks. But he's got a great story, and he's going to call in tonight and be talking to us about his story. And then also, we're doing a lot of things over in at Factor, and Kayla Mack, our head aerobic instructor, is going to be calling in. She's vivacious. She's exciting. And Kayla has lost a ton of weight, too. So she's going to be talking to us a little bit about what's happening with the aerobic program and why aerobics is important. And Melissa, you and her probably can have a lot more in common there and talk a lot more about that. But, you know, the Thanksgiving season's coming. Christmas is coming. People are going to want to eat and overeat. So they still need to keep up with their fitness routine.
Right.
You know.
And what I try to do at FitMix, and we'll probably implement that as well at Wintersville, because of all of the holidays coming up, November and December, of course, are notoriously slow in gyms because people are in and out of town, companies in and out of town. You're eating bad, so you're like, why bother? I'll start back over in January. So what we do, especially at FitMix, is because FitMix is a turnkey business, I'm just there when we have classes or PT clients, is we're going to do like a holdover class. So what I'll do is run a special, and I haven't figured out the dates yet, but as soon as this boot camp is over that we're finishing now, we have two more weeks. Once it's finished, which will end the week prior to Thanksgiving, then we'll do classes throughout the end of the year for a low price just to kind of keep people going. And I call it the holiday hold it together every day, every year, because if they don't do something, it's going to be a lot more work in January.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be maybe as hardcore as you have been, but you have to keep doing something, because if you don't stay active,
at least maintain.
Yeah,
don't gain. At least just maintain.
Exactly.
So.
And people come back in January and they're like, oops. Put on 20 pounds in December. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
And it's so easy to do. People just don't realize how easy, and they don't realize, I really didn't eat that much. That's what I hear so many times. I really didn't eat that much, you know, over the holidays.
It's what you're eating.
You
usually.
Know, they don't realize that what they're eating, and then they're not burning it. It's going to store somewhere on your body. So also, if we have a few minutes, we're going to talk about a few things, how to avoid injury in the gym, what to do if you get an injury, and can you work through an injury? Can you exercise through an injury? The answer to that question is what, Melissa?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, but a lot of people use that as an excuse too. Now, that's one thing if you've had knee surgery and you can't, you know, walk. Right. I understand that. But, you know, if I hadn't worked through these shoulder injuries, I would have just given up. But a lot of people do. They let the injury just cause them to give up.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's what, you know, we just want to encourage you. And of course, I think Matthias's story is going to really, really inspire you to do just that. In the picture on Instagram, you can see where he's sitting there and both of his legs are up in braces and he's got a dumbbell in his hand pressing that dumbbell. So, you know, that just goes to show that you can, if you really have the determination and the courage, you can do it and work through an injury.
And what I tell people all the time is I have like older clients who have had surgery. They have rods in their back, you know, I mean, because as we age, we have had more things go wrong through the years and they're still working and they're still putting in the work. And then you got people that use the lack of time as an excuse. And I'm like, if you knew how little time this person have, plus the physical obstacles they go through to actually be able to stick with it. And they do.
Well, people, and myself included, we use all kind of excuses. Mm-hmm. I'm in the gym every day, and I use the excuse today, although it really wasn't an excuse. My body is just physically tired. I'm exhausted. I've been really getting that cardio hard. Melissa, you won't believe this, but the stepper, the elliptical, the Jacob's ladder. Yeah, I'm learning to that Jacob's ladder. That's a little tough, and it hurts my back a little bit, but, you know, and then I've been working out really hard. So today when I woke up, my body was so sore. I mean, I was just sore, and it felt, my legs felt so heavy. That stepper, I've been working up and working up, and I can do about 20 minutes on the stepper now.
Oh, God bless you.
And then I've been getting on that elliptical for about 20 to 30 minutes. So it's been really tough, you know, and I'm just getting tired. My body's getting tired, and it's getting worn out, and I've got to recover. So yeah, today I just stopped.
Rest is important. So I many worked people biceps, work out and right. never take a break, and you've got to take a break because that's going to make you stronger the next time. Don't take a big break.
Right.
But you can take a day off here.
Well,
and there.
I took a day off today. Well, mm-hmm. I say I did. I worked biceps, but yeah, that's a small muscle group. It wasn't that long. And so it was a lot of, you know, I did that. So right. I'm excited that, you know, I'm trying to get back in shape. I'm trying to hang in there for the holidays. So,
you look amazing.
Well, thank you. It's, you know, it's a process. Just like I told somebody today, I had a 48-year-old woman talking to me and she said, you know, I've let myself get out of shape. And I said, but the good thing about it is you can get back in shape. And when I show you this picture of this 73-year-old woman, you're going to not believe it. If she can do it, you know, you can do it for sure. So, well, we're going to take a commercial break and hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be listening out for Matthias to give us a call. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Bikini season is just around the corner, and we all know you want to have the best beach body ever. Factor X Fitness in Thomasville can help you get your summer body and help you keep it. For only $20 per month and no contract with the latest in aerobics, along with state-of-the-art equipment, functional training, and a personal training staff with over 40 years' experience. So call us and get your best beach body ever. 1314 North Jackson Street in Thomasville. That's 229-236-2348.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife, Melissa, and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 tanning beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
We are VitaFuse. Our motivation is to help athletes achieve their full potential. We realize all the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to be a champion. We also understand all that hard work takes its toll on the body and the mind. That's why we offer cutting-edge hydration and nutritional support to keep you at the top of your game. Learn more online at VitaFuse.com. That's VitaFuse.com.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. This is Maria Wells, your host, and Melissa Eikenberry. We're here tonight and we're expecting a call from Matthias Main here in just a minute. And we're talking about, he's going to talk about how he overcome a tremendous tremendous injury. And we're going to talk about how many different, how you can overcome injuries in the gym. Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just how many injuries do you have you had to overcome yourself?
Well, I haven't. Fortunately, I haven't hurt myself too bad, but my I do have herniated disc in my neck from a car accident when I was a teenager. The doctors are amazed that I can still hold my head up because I have herniated disc, bulging disc. I think out of all of them, there's only two good ones, the top one and the bottom one. All of my discs are around my neck. But because of the exercise and keep the muscles strong around it, it's able to support the weakness in the bones and in the disc of my neck, which is huge. So I have to make sure that I keep it strong. And I rarely have huge problems with it. It is part of one of the culprits of my migraines.
Well, but you know, that's so you have migraines from it.
Yes.
Wow.
So, but it helps tremendously.
Well, I think that, you know, I have had the L5-S1, you know, in my back messed up, and I have to be so, so careful with that. Chase, I think I gave Matthias the wrong number. I think that's the reason.
Yeah, it should be 241-1059 if he's listening.
But it's, but I think I texted 0241-1058. So I think that would be my bad. So I'm sorry. I think it's him now. So that's my problem right now. And I apologize to him about that. Matthias, this is Maria. Are you on the air?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. And I apologize. That was just a typo there on my phone there. When I look back at the text message, I had actually sent you the wrong number. So I apologize. I put 8 instead of 9. So no wonder nobody was answering.
Yeah, it was ringing.
Well, I'm sorry about that. But hey, welcome to Fit Talk Radio and thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I posted your picture. Of course, it was late, but I posted the double one there, you know, that was on Instagram. And I was just telling Melissa about it, my co-host, Melissa Eikenberry. Her and her husband own Wintersville Fitness here in Valdosta, Georgia. But, you know, there you were sitting with your legs, you know, looking like in some braces, and then you were pumping that dumbbell. And then the other, you know, there to the right, there you are on the bodybuilding stage with a beautiful, almost perfect body. So that was just...
Yeah, it was that picture in that wheelchair, that was 10 days after I ruptured both quads.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm looking at the picture now. That's awesome.
That's unbelievable. Well, just back up. Tell the listeners, because they don't know anything about you like I do, tell them just a little bit about yourself. You won the Courage Award for the men at the Lee Haney Games. It was sponsored by Rachel Payne and House of Payne, Steve and Rachel Payne. So just go back just a little bit. Tell them a little bit about yourself, how you got into bodybuilding to begin with, and what happened to you and how you recovered.
Okay. Well, as far as weightlifting in general, you know, I'm originally from Tennessee. I went to Virginia to college at Emory Henry College. I played college football there and, you know, trained all throughout college. And then after college, you know, I was kind of seeking something to get into competitive, and I started powerlifting. And throughout powerlifting, I was, you know, really successful there. and build up in that, you know, for a couple of years. And in 2017, I qualified to go to the Arnold Classic. And I went to the Arnold Classic and hoped to squat around 750, bench press 500 plus, and deadlift 750 plus. And I got there, and my first squat attempt was fine. It was a 650 or so. I moved right up to 700. That was my second squat attempt. When I unracked the weight where I was sweaty, it kind of slid down on my left shoulder just a little bit. And in powerlifting, you only get one re-rack. So I was going to go ahead and squat it anyways. As I squatted down with it unleveled there, it caused the outside of my left quad to tear. And when that tore, it made me fall with the weight, and both quads actually ruptured and detached from the bone.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds so painful.
Yeah. I had to go to a trauma hospital up there in Columbus, Ohio. And all this was in March of 2017. And then, you know, after I had the emergency surgery, we came back to Georgia. And I really was kind of lost for what I wanted to do. I had several people, you know, all throughout the time I was powerlifting told me, you know, to try out bodybuilding. I never wanted to because I was doing well in powerlifting. But, you know, with the injury, you know, it was kind of out of the question for me to think that I could work back up to a big time squat or anything like that in the near future. So I started to get the idea that I wanted to slowly, you know, build up each muscle group and work up for my first bodybuilding show. And the one that we picked out was actually, so that injury happened in March of 2017. The Battle of the River was June of 2018. So 3 months of that time period at the beginning there, I was in a wheelchair, and it was going to be, you know, really rushed. And, you know, it was going to be just my test, my trial run for bodybuilding to see, you know, what it was all about and get into the food prep and everything like that, and the different mindset of training. And we did that, you know, went through physical therapy, learned how to walk again and everything like that, you know, and it just progressed along quickly, you know, thankfully everybody praying for me, and the help of my wife and family and friends and everybody in the area. It was really a humbling experience. And, you know, going there at the Battle of the River, I didn't have any expectation of what I would do because it was my first one, and I got, you know, I competed in heavyweight, and I won the true novice heavyweight division. I won the novice heavyweight division. I was a novice overall for bodybuilding, and I got fourth place in the open. So it was better, you know, than I anticipated, really, you know, for my first run, and especially with the injury.
Well, Matthias, I think, though, you know, in understanding the body, I'm not a doctor or physical therapist, but, you know, all those years that you powerlifted, you were building that dense, hard muscle.
Yeah.
Even though you weren't a bodybuilder at that time, you were building that muscle and that body. So when you, even though you had the injury, and when you decided you were going to shift from powerlifting to bodybuilding, you know, don't you think all that powerlifting helped you? Well, I know it helped you, you know, and your body was ready for this body. I mean, because I've seen the pictures of you, you know, you looked amazing. I mean, it is real. And I know that you're, you know, you look better and better as time goes on, but that was an amazing thing that you did to your first bodybuilding show to do that well. But, you know, when you go back and you think of all those powerlifting moves that you've done over the years, you know, that prepared you for bodybuilding. And I don't you think that's why you were able to come out as strong as you were?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, had a death physique and everything like that already. The doctors, you know, when I initially had the injury, and the physical therapist, as they saw me progress along quicker, they said, you know, what's happening here is your body's used to being beat up anyways from powerlifting. And this is as much of a shock as this is for you mentally, physically, you know, they were like, your body is able to recover and respond because, you know, you're always sore from all the heavy weight. And the heavy weight definitely helped me to, you know, continue to add density and everything like that, because I had the muscle memory and I was stronger. And, you know, in a lot of my lifts, I had to, you know, maybe my legs along and everything like that as I got mobility back. But with everything else, you know, I was just as strong, and it definitely helped, giving me the density that I needed on stage.
Well, what would you tell someone who's had an injury, whether it's I had a friend who blew out his bicep and now he's got a real gnarly looking bicep. It looks different than this good one, you know. But, you know, what would you tell somebody that's had an injury that, you know, that's a bodybuilder or a powerlifter or a runner or, you know, or any athlete? What advice would you give them?
Well, actually, just here a month ago, I had a friend who that I've competed with before in powerlifting. He just ruptured both quads in a powerlifting competition. And I've had the opportunity to speak with him a couple of times because it's such a mental shock anytime you have a severe injury that, you know, people would label as like a career-ending injury. And, you know, the main thing that I tell somebody like that, the thing that I've been telling him is just to focus on the day that you're in. You know, take it one day at a time and just try to set a goal for that day and win that day because, you know, as a competitor in any sport, you're always focused on the big picture and the goal, the big goal that you're working towards. And when you have an initial injury, it's really hard to do that because it looks like what I used to tell people all the time, it looks like you're standing at the bottom of a mountain and it's literally just impossible to climb when you're thinking about the big picture of, well, could I ever squat 700 again? Or could I ever step on stage and be a bodybuilder at this point while I'm in a wheelchair? And you can't think that way in that moment. You have to think about that one day of, okay, let's work on standing up. I need to master that. I need to work on walking again. I need to work on, you know, getting some range of motion, work on squatting body weight, squatting lightweight, and then just move day by day. That's the best way that you can approach it mentally.
Well, you know, I think that goes for great advice, too, for people who have to lose lots of weight, who are severely overweight, and they have to lose 100 pounds or, you know, you know, 150. I mean, for me, you know, wanting to lose, you know, this 20 pounds of body fat, to me, that I've never had to lose weight in my life. Never, ever, ever. 20 pounds is like, you know, you would think, well, you can lose 20 pounds. But, you know, that to me, that seems like a mountain. Melissa, right. I mean, you know, it just seems like a mountain. It's 60 years old for me having to lose, you know, 20 pounds. But, you know, you're right. You got to focus on today, what I ate today, what I did for cardio, how I lifted today, you know, and then move on tomorrow. And today I didn't do good. I'll just tell you, Kevin. I mean, Matthias, we're here.
Have Halloween candy.
We have Halloween candy. So we're not doing too good today, but I will do better tomorrow.
We're gonna start over.
I've had my share of Halloween candy.
It was my treat here in Valdosta. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I think that's great advice, Matthias. I think that, don't you, Melissa?
Yeah, and it works with like running too, because running is my name. I hate running. Everybody knows that. But I've taught myself through the years of trying to do 5Ks with my clients. It was something I never wanted to do on my own. I did it in the military because I had to. I didn't want to do it again. I like lifting weights. That's it. But what I did is I would say, okay, I'm going to run to that stop sign, and then I'm going to stop and catch my breath. And it's basically little small steps, and like, okay, this time I'm going to go past two blocks before I stop to catch my breath. And I gradually made it where I was finally able to run a full 5K without stopping. And that was my goal, and I'm all done. I'm not doing a marathon. That was good enough for me. But if I wanted to do it, I know I can, but it's baby steps. And when you injure yourself, it's the same thing. You got to work yourself back up gradually. If you rush into it, you re-injure yourself, and all you're doing is causing a setback. But like he said, doing it body weight and then adding light weights and gradually working his way back up. But if he had tried to go right into almost what he could lift before, you would have injured yourself again, right? And you would have had to start over.
Yeah.
So it's just exactly everybody right. has to know their limits and pace themselves and say, okay, today I'm going to add 5 more pounds or I'm going to add 10 more pounds.
Right. That's it. I think our clients sometimes, Melissa, get, you know, they get discouraged and because, you know, again, they're wanting to get somewhere fast, but it's just a process.
Right.
It's just a process, just like anything else, just like us growing up. That's what I told somebody recently. I said, you know, when you were a baby, you didn't know how to run. You know, you couldn't run and you couldn't jump on a big jump up a big step. But, you know, after you got a little older and, you know, and a little bigger, then you can do that. I said, it's the same way in the weight room. It's the same way here. You start with baby steps. You know, I just think, though, I mean, you were so blessed, though, Matthias, and I know it was a hard injury, but you were blessed that you already had that great muscle memory, and you had already developed those big, strong muscles, and they were ready. I think that's, the doctor said a great thing, you know, you were used to beating your body up.
Yeah,
you know,
that's exactly right.
And it was used to being pushed to the limits. So I know that you probably miss your powerlifting days and that part, but you're starting out to be a wonderful, wonderful bodybuilder.
And a role model.
And right? a role model, absolutely.
Because you can overcome anything. The excuses you hear as a personal trainer is just amazing. And to see what you've done, oh, yeah, I'm saving your picture and I'm using that.
Melissa's going to use you now, Matthias.
I don't want to hear anything about how you hurt your wrist 4 years ago or you twisted your ankle so you can never run again.
nobody says that to me here at the gym. They don't.
Oh, I bet they don't. Now, Matthias, where do you live? And you're married and you have children?
Yeah, I live in Grayson, Georgia. And I'm married, and I have three children. So I have a 7-year-old girl, a 5-year-old boy, and a 2-year-old boy.
Wow!
Oh, so you have a young family.
We have a whole team.
Oh, well, good luck to y'all, and tell your wife thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate it so much. We've got another caller calling in, but thank you again, Matthias, and we look forward to having you here on Fit Talk. Okay.
Thank you all. You all have a good night.
You too.
All right. Hello. We have a caller. Hello. Kayla?
Maria.
Oh, there's my Kayla. My Kayla Mac. How are you doing?
I am excellent. How about you?
I am great. Well, thank you for calling in. For my listeners out there, this is Kayla Mac. She is our head aerobic instructor at Factor X Fitness in Thomasville, Georgia. And let me tell you something. She is something to behold. She is a great motivator. I was bragging on you earlier on the air, Kayla, and tell them how much did you lost a ton of weight that you decided one day you were going to get yourself back in shape, and you have. But tell us a little bit about yourself and what started this journey for you.
Well, I myself have always loved to dance. So dancing for people, with people, It just enlightens my day. So I figured, why not take my gift and help it to not only build the confidence of not only myself but others, but I just use it because one day I couldn't tie my shoe in one breath. I mean, it's just to be honest. I bend over trying to tie two shoes and ran out of breath, and I was like, you know what? That's it. That is it.
Well, you are a great motivator.
Thank you.
I think the key for everybody is finding that passion, and I can tell you've got a passion for it. I know for me, that's what it was too, just saying, hey, I can make others love this as much as I do, and not everybody. My goal is to always make everyone want to make it a lifestyle change and really enjoy it when they do it.
Yes.
Not say, oh, my God, I got to go exercise. I want you to say, oh, I can't wait to go exercise.
That's what they do. Over in Thomasville, Georgia, they can't wait to get into that Kayla's class, Melissa. I mean, she teaches that Zumba. And sometimes when I have to go in there to get something, Grandma here will get behind her and I can do it. But, you know, I'm only going to do it for about, you know, 60 seconds before I have to get out the door, you know. So one day, me and Kayla, though, we're going to have us a showdown in there.
Yes. I will try my best not to say overwork you, but I will try my best.
Listen, you need to just work, Maria.
She does.
Work her.
Does it to everybody else.
This
so,
is
know
fair.
What? That's my
it's
goal.
Fair.
If I can overwork her, then that means that I must be doing something right.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Kayla, you can overwork me, but come Tuesday, I'm going to overwork you.
She is.
She's got on my schedule, Melissa, so I'm fixing to get her.
Oh, good.
But I will let you get me. I promise you. Well, tell everybody
that's
what.
All it is.
tell everybody what we've got going on in Thomasville, though. We've got the new daycare coming up. Your classes are going to be booked. So tell them what all you teach over there.
Not only do I teach Zumba, I teach twerk out.
Now, my body just don't move like that, Melissa. Melissa, do you teach that twerk out?
No, ma'am.
I can teach you.
I can't. My body.
Can
now, Kayla can do that, but Grandma over here can't do that.
We're gonna teach Grandma how to twerk.
Okay.
Good luck with that. You can do it.
Good luck with that.
But not only do I teach Zumba, I teach twerk out. Recently, I got licensed to teach Strong by Zumba, which that's where Maria is going to come in. Mm-hmm. I think that in this fitness world, it takes more than just yourself. If it's not a community, it's a family. And that's the great thing that I love about Fat Ed Fitness, is that we are a family. And that's the one thing that I think that puts us above any other gym, not only just in Thomasville, I think honestly kind of like in the world, is because we are a family. And see, with that family thing, that's what Maria brings in. Maria's about to get me stronger so that I am able to teach and lead Strong by Zumba with and for others. Because that's a strenuous class, I tell you. You got to be strong in order to not only lead it, but I got to start this class.
They expect you to breathe, and they want to understand what you're saying while you're working out. So as an instructor, I know how that feels. You're like, oh, wait, I got to still be able to count and talk
and breathe and
work out and breathe all at one time.
Oh, and sing.
Oh, and that sing. Too? They don't want me to sing.
No.
Well, Kayla, you are certainly an inspiration over there at the gym in Thomasville. I think wherever you go, I think that you are an inspiration. And I have seen your before and after pictures, and Kayla dressed up as an 80s aerobic instructor for Halloween, Melissa. And I told Kayla, I said, Kayla, you know, I lived that life. I was the 80s aerobic. I said, I hope you had some leg warmers on. And sure enough, she showed me the picture. There had her leg warmers on, her big old bow in her hair. I said, did you have a headband on? She had a bow, not a headband. Mm-hmm. But it was so cute. So I lived that 80s Jane Fonda, you know, jump around and kill yourself, which is probably why my knees are hurting and my shoulders are hurting, because mm-hmm. there was no method to the madness. Just jump as hard as you could,
work as hard as you could,
sweat as hard. I mean, that's the way they taught us. You know, Alpha was doing that, you know. So now there's so many more methods and easier and not so hard on the body sort of thing.
Yes.
But, well, Kayla, if there's one thing you could tell these people, you know, as to what advice would you give somebody young just starting out, or somebody just starting to work out, or somebody who needed to lose a lot of weight like you have? You know, what advice would you give them?
Just start. It could be as simple as doing something different that you normally don't do. I mean, get out of your house, walk to the stop sign, come back home. Once you can do that and that seems easy, take a walk around the block. Then once that becomes easy, then if you like to dance, come see me at Fat Ed Fitness in Thomasville. I have a loaded schedule. I can help you at any time. Hey, you want to get stronger? You want the muscles? Come see my mama Sita, my trainer Maria. She will make you stronger. I mean, simply just start somewhere. And you know, Maria, you know what else that makes me excited about today? You know what else I am celebrating, which is another reason why people should and want to start this lifestyle? I am celebrating my 8th year of being a breast cancer survivor today.
Oh, congratulations. Wow. I did not realize that, Kayla. That is an awesome.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That is absolutely fabulous. I had no idea about that. Well, that is that is something to celebrate for sure.
Yes, ma'am, it is. We're going to celebrate tonight and twerk out in about 10 minutes.
Oh, I knew you said you had to call early because you had to twerk out.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Melissa, I mean, tell everybody, a lot of women tell me, oh, I'm scared to go in there. I'm scared to go in a class. Melissa, I'm sure you've heard that.
Yeah.
You know, tell them why they shouldn't be scared to go into an aerobic class or a Zumba class.
Well, I don't think they should be scared because, one, it is, well, let me tell you why you shouldn't be afraid. If you ask me, if you ask Kayla, why should you not be afraid? One, nobody will see you but you. Everybody is more so focused on not only themselves, but I try to make my classes as entertaining as I can so that if they are not focused on themselves, they're focused on me, so they don't even see you.
Right.
I know that. I know that for sure.
Yes.
And I'll try to tell people.
It's like dancing with, it's just like, it's you and I dancing in one room. That's the way I put it.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Go ahead, Melissa. Yeah. What?
Well, and a lot of people, like with my particular type, mostly strength-based or Pilates and that kind of thing, when they get a little bit concerned or they feel apprehensive about going in the group because they're worried about people watching them or that they can't do it, there's always modifications. In my classes, yeah. I have a step down and a step up. If it's yeah. not hard enough for you, this is the more advanced move. This is the more remedial move. And they can always right. work it back and forth. And that way, they never feel like they're stopping and they're saying, oh, well, I can't do that. I'm going to sit here. No. If you can't do that kind of plank, you can do this kind of plank, you know, and just give them a right. modification where they can stay moving and then they constantly feel like a part of the group instead of sitting right. to the side and saying, oh, well, when we do something I can do, I'll do it. There's always something they can do.
Absolutely.
Always.
Well,
always.
I know that they all love Kayla at Factor X because when her birthday came around, they threw her the biggest birthday party and had a big old cake. And so she's definitely a motivator. And yes. listen, you have just become such a special person in my life over there at Factor X Fitness. Of course, you're right.
Aww.
Factor X Fitness is like, a family there. It always has been. Hal Jackson, a great owner. And of course, you know, Megan over there, our manager, and then everybody that's there, you know, me and you and Adam and just such great members. So I appreciate y'all so much. And Kayla, I thank you for calling in and for being the motivator that you are. And I will see you Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'll pray for you.
Okay. Just
pencil me in. I've already put you down
Sharpie.
In ink.
Sharpie.
Oh my goodness.
Sharpie.
I gotta do it.
All right, sweetie. We'll see you next week. God bless. Have a good yeah. twerk out.
You too. I will. Thanks.
All right. We're gonna take a commercial break right here and hear from our sponsors. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Bikini season is just around the corner, and we all know you want to have the best beach body ever. Factor X Fitness in Thomasville can help you get your summer body and help you keep it. For only $20 per month and no contract with the latest in aerobics, along with state-of-the-art equipment, functional training, and a personal training staff with over 40 years' experience. So call us and get your best beach body ever. 1314 North Jackson Street in Thomasville. That's 229-236-2348.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife, Melissa, and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 tanning beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
We are VitaFuse. Our motivation is to help athletes achieve their full potential. We realize all the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to be a champion. We also understand all that hard work takes its toll on the body and the mind. That's why we offer cutting-edge hydration and nutritional support to keep you at the top of your game. Learn more online at VitaFuse.com. That's VitaFuse.com.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with my co-host, Melissa Eikenberry. And, well, Melissa, you know, we've talked to Matthias, and he did have a tremendous injury, blowing out two quads, trying to squat 750 pounds. Now, of course, I understand these power lifters. I know how they are, and, you know, but, oh, my Lord, 750 pounds.
That's insane.
That is totally insane. But, you know, of course, you know, he had the advantage of having had those big, fast twitch muscles already mm-hmm. built, you know, before, you know, he had the injury. And, of course, that I'm sure that we all know that that helped him to become the bodybuilder that he's becoming
now.
Oh,
absolutely,
now,
because that doesn't happen overnight.
No.
His physique is amazing.
It is. I mean,
and,
he's...
that's definitely not a quick process.
It's an amazing physique, and all those physiques I saw at the Lee Haney this past weekend, I mean, they were just... Some of the... You just want to hold your mouth. You know, Jim told me one time, you know, close your mouth, Mary. You know, you just mm-hmm. want to... I'm looking at it. Oh, my gosh, look at these people. Now, you could definitely tell the ones that were that had really done the conditioning and the ones that who had not. You know,
right.
There were some that really needed to do a little bit more conditioning on themselves. But, you know, that's just the way it is. But, you know, and this is what I told a lady today. I said, you know, she said, is it too late for me? It's never too late. It's a process, just like Matthias said, take one day at a time. But, you know, how can people avoid an injury at the gym? My first thing, and of course, it's coming from a trainer's point of view, is if you're not familiar with gym equipment, get a trainer. Get a trainer to help you, because that's the first way you're going to hurt yourself. Because this is what happens. Newbies come to the gym. You know, maybe they get the walkthrough, you know, but they don't really get any real help at the gym. And so then they see somebody else doing this exercise. So then mm-hmm. they're going to go over there and try to do the same thing. They're not conditioned to do the exercise. The person that they saw doing the exercise wasn't doing it properly to begin with. So then you've got this person that vaguely knows how to use the equipment and goes over there, does something, and then they hurt themselves, and then they don't come back to the gym.
Exactly. Well, I try to tell people too, and I have machines, and I mean, I love our facility. A gym has to have something for everybody. There are machines that if you're under a certain height, and you know this, Maria, they are not going to be good for you to use at all, because they don't fit your body height. As a short person, I'm 5'2" and a little bit. I call it 5'3", but we're not quite there. But we'll just call it 5'3". It's still ridiculously short. So there are some machines that if I try to line up my joints where they should be lined up at my height,
it doesn't work for you.
It's not going to happen.
Sure.
And there's also machines that are made for the wider male body, and that's okay because we have those in there, but I don't put my female clients on them, because it puts their shoulders at risk, certain machines. It's just the mechanics of the body. You have to make sure that it will fit not only your height and your abilities, because some machines don't go light enough for some of my clients.
Absolutely.
Woman on a shoulder raise and the lightest it goes is 10 pounds, well, that's too heavy for some people.
Well, you know, she's also pressing the bar,
mm-hmm.
and it weighs
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So you're really not pressing 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of things, I'll take them back to the basics. We go back to free weights. We go back to dumbbells. And I tell them, you know, this is a machine that you skip. If I'm not here, you still
don't
skip
do
it.
Don't do that one, right.
And then there's some machines that if they're going to do it, I want to be there with them. Because if they set it on the wrong thing, they've got knee injuries, they're going to hurt their knees. And you kind of learn those machines, and you know, okay, if you're less than his height, you don't want it. If you're skinny, if you're really narrow, this isn't going to work for you. And some machines, I've had my heavier clients where I wanted to put them on a machine and realized they didn't fit in it, and I embarrassed them.
Right.
And this was years ago as a new trainer. And you have to think this stuff out before you walk them over to a machine, and then you realize, oh, my gosh.
They can't fit there.
She can't fit in it. And then I've just made her feel bad. I want to cry.
Right.
Because and probably no one's noticed, but no. In my mind, I'm thinking, oh, how would I
Why
feel?
Why would I have done that, right?
How would I feel if I tried to sit in that machine and couldn't fit it? So you have to really, you have to know your clients, and you have to know the way the mechanics of the body and the machine is to make sure that you don't get injured.
Absolutely.
If you're going to use machines. But everything is a gradual process. You start out with body weight. Get the mechanics of the move before you start adding resistance to the move. And then you can gradually add it. People who rush in there and say, oh, well, no, I want to be strong, especially younger men, no offense, but the men typically want to push themselves
Chase.
A little harder. Chase, they're more competitive, and they overdo it. In my boot camps, for instance, they're the first ones to throw up because
oh, yeah.
they want to push themselves harder. And I'm like, do it gradually. You don't. Although I get a lot of pleasure out of people throwing up, it's not my goal.
You know what? You know,
I want them to do it
in
gradually.
In my mind,
and when they do
I do too, and I can't tell you how many have thrown up over even recently. Just and
a lot
Megan
of them they tell like, me later. They're like, I didn't want to excite you in class, but when I left for a little bit,
I threw up. I'll go get a cold rag, and I said, Megan, I got to get a Gatorade or something. She said, oh, she made somebody else throw up. Well, you don't make them, but when they do push their body like that, and I try to tell them, yeah, this is a lot. No, I'm fine, and then all of a sudden it hits them, and boom,
yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, another thing, you know, they tell us, and I never used to do this, Melissa, I'll be honest with you, but now that I'm 60 years old, I will do this, warm up.
You have to warm up.
My joints, I have to before I work shoulders or chest. I mean, you know, I use those 5-pound dumbbells. I use the bands. You know, you must warm up those muscles.
Right. I had a male trainer, and this was back when I first opened FitMix, and he came in, and he was going to just use the facility for his clients and his classes, and he was going to do his own format. I just let him help rent the space, help me with rent. And he never did a warm-up. I went in to just observe, and I was like, I don't think this is a fit. And I said, and I know it was his class, but for me, FitMix in general, I put a lot of thought into the way it works. There's always a warm-up. There's always a cool-down, and there's always some stretching. And I don't mean to say no one gets injured because accidents happen, but very, very seldom is it because of just poor body mechanics. It's because they're moving too fast or they trip.
Like I did.
You may have tripped on the tire.
I tripped on the tire once upon a time, twisted my left ankle.
It's part of the process. You can't just start. And people, I've had trainers come in, and the first thing they do is they're beginning, and you tell me how you feel about this because it used to be that way. Stretch first.
No, you don't
stretch
a cold muscle.
You never stretch a cold muscle. Thank you. And I was like, why are you stretching them first? And, you know, and then I had to explain, no, you can't stretch a cold muscle. Imagine a tight rubber band and you don't bounce back. You know, it's gonna crack. You have to do it gradually. You have to warm them up before you stretch them.
Right. Now, back in the day, they used to think that.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s, you stretch, you know, and before, you know, but that I wouldn't do that anymore. You know, another thing they say that you can do to avoid an injury, and this is something I'm getting better at myself. Now, I'm not a fan. Don't send me emails or text me and tell me how terrible I am. But I'm not a fan of CrossFit. But that doesn't mean that it's not good or that it's not good for people. But I couldn't do it. So therefore, I'm not going to be a fan of it because I can't do it. So it's not that I think it's bad, but, you know, it's just not good for me. But you must cross train. Just like I haven't done cardio in so long now, I'm really struggling having to get back on. You know, if you cross train your body, not just do one thing, mm-hmm. you know, I think your body is better overall rounded. You know, where you teach people to be more rounded, you want your children to be well-rounded, you know, your body has to be the same way.
Well, if you get caught in a funk where this is the only kind of thing you do, I've seen people that when Pilates came out, they just do Pilates. I'm like, let's do some strength training. And then they've got the control because Pilates, all it is the concept of controlling your core.
Right.
And if you can do that, it is a good foundation. But if you stop there, there's only so far you can progress. So you have to kind of add resistance to it, add more to it. And I'll try anything, but this is the one thing with CrossFit. Again, everybody has their own thing. I've always been taught muscle, not momentum. And a lot of the moves that I find that injure people that come to me after they're hurt is they're swinging stuff and they're not really focusing on, am I activating the muscle that's supposed to be lifting me or is it pulling in my rotator cuff?
Right. Exactly.
You know, or am I blowing out my knees, or am I actually using my quads to lift me,
right,
not my joints? Your joints can't take over. They're not made for that. If your muscles can't do it because of bad form, you're going to put that onto your joints, and that's why they have so many injuries in the business.
Well, I'm going to quote Lee Haney, and you quoted him on Facebook. I saw, you know, he
I
says,
love that.
Stimulate, not
annihilate.
So, I mean, how true is that?
When he said that, I was like, oh, I texted, I saved it in my notes immediately.
You did. And I, and then you, you know, you, and you gave him credit for that when I saw you post on Facebook.
I looked it up to make, and then I was like, oh, he did say it in a quote. There
He did. It's in his book.
yes, it's awesome.
Speaking of him, hopefully I'm trying to get him, get some dates where he will come to South Georgia, where he'll come to Tifton. He'll stop in Tifton, Valdosta. And then Thomasville with his new book,
right,
for
that'll
book signing.
Awesome.
So he would come to, Destiny Fitness in Tifton, Georgia. He would come to Wintersville Fitness in Valdosta, and then Factor X in Thomasville. So that would be a great day for him, or day and a half for him. So we're going to try to get that worked out, you know, so that he can come.
Yeah, Sean was excited. He said, oh, can you do that? And I said, we're going to work on it.
he's coming. We're just trying to find a date for him to come.
Good.
Another thing. Another way to avoid injuries is be smart with your training.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not used to using, you know, dumbbells, and then you decide you're going to lay down and do a flat dumbbell press, and you're going to grab the 20s or 25s as a woman, that's not smart.
No, not
that's
at
not
all.
Smart. So, you know, be smart. If you haven't done it before, you know, don't do it, or get help with it. You know, or just
get a spotter.
And if you've never done a barbell, then don't lay down there and try to do a bench press, you know, with 400 pounds there, you know.
Start out with just the bar. Learn how to control the bar and the mechanics of the move before you add resistance. Always.
Now, this is why, and I'm sure you do this too with your clients, I don't let my clients just do machines.
We do
free weights, we do machines, we do dumbbells, we do bands, because they need to learn that, and their body needs to learn it. Like you said, the mechanics of just holding a bar and pushing the bar straight up. She said, well, I've been doing that other bench press, and I can do such. I said, I know, but it's doing all the balance for you on that. But lay down with this bar. Oh, my gosh, this is wobbly. You know, blah,
and
blah.
They can only use the bar.
They can only use the bar. That's right, and it's the 45-pound bar.
With the variation of what they can do, too, is it. I always, my clients, not that they listen to me, but I try to let them learn the mechanics with weights, with dumbbells, with kettlebells, sometimes with the machines, whatever it is. And my favorite, the cable machine. I love cables. But bands.
Mm-hmm.
When they go on vacation,
take those bands.
I'm like, here's your band. I've shown you how to work your entire body
with a band
that weighs nothing.
Right.
Throw it in your suitcase.
That's
and
right.
I don't want any excuses about why you didn't do anything.
Exactly.
While you were gone.
That's a perfect thing. and I'll be taking those with me when we go up north over Thanksgiving.
Okay, and then post a video, because I want you to not just put it in your suitcase, but actually utilize it.
Use it. Well, they have to be smart about their training, wear proper attire,
and
hydrate, eat a balanced diet, add strength training and core work to your routine, and listen to your body and rest and recovery. That's what I'm doing today. My body said, you're tired, you're sore, you need to rest. So that's why I didn't do any cardio today. I didn't do anything with biceps, because my body was telling me that.
Yeah.
It's amazing how this hour flies by, Melissa.
I know, because I could talk about this all day.
Well, it's because it's what we do.
I love it.
This is what we do. Well, Chase, we hope you have a great week. Football's rounding out here for
that's
us.
That's right. It's the last regular season game of the year for Lowndes and all of Region 1, and Tift is playing Camden tomorrow,
yep.
So that'll be a good game.
Yep.
Irwin's
playing 9-0, and we're playing Turner County, so that's where I'll be tomorrow.
I was actually thinking about going to that one, but you know, my mom wants to go to the Lowndes game, so I'll be going to that one. But it'll be a good Friday nights of football for sure.
It will be. We're excited about Irwin County. Of course, our son Justin plays for Irwin County. So, Pratt Tipton's done well, even though they got beat by Colquitt last week.
Everybody gets beat by Colquitt.
Everybody does. Yes, that's true. And our son's our pastor's son, J.C. Harden, is the quarterback for Colquitt.
Wow,
so
that is awesome.
I know J.C. well.
Yeah.
And, he's at church with me every Sunday morning. So, well, Melissa, thanks for being with us tonight. And Chase, you always do a great job for us.
Don't forget about $5 Fridays.
$5 Fridays at Smoothie King. Joe, we missed you today and last week. So we missed our Smoothie King smoothies. So we hope that you'll be back with us soon. But we love you and we miss you. So you take care of those grandbabies. Melissa, thank you again so much and for all that y'all are doing with the hurricane relief, too.
Yeah, remind them one more time, if they could drop off school supplies, let us know.
Let us know at Wintersville
Fitness. Drop it at Wintersville.
All right. Thank you so much. Always stay in faith, love your family, and remember to stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.